As Scott just said, John McCain zipped back to the Washington area today, where Congress and the Bush administration are still trying to iron out details of that $700 billion bailout for the financial industry. Congressional staffers worked into the wee hours this morning, and now their bosses are at it, along with Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson. NPR's Brian Naylor is following this story on Capitol Hill today. And Brian, just where are the negotiations now?
Well, they're now in Speaker Nancy Pelosi's office, literally, Andrea. The lawmakers went in there mid-afternoon today, along with Treasury Secretary Paulson. Democrats say they're optimistic. Maybe a deal can be cut by tomorrow evening, maybe even sooner. Here's what Speaker Pelosi said this afternoon.
I feel quite sure that the meeting that is taking place now in my office will take us closer to legislation. It would be my hope that this could be resolved today, that we'd have a day for the American people and members of Congress to review the legislation on the internet, and that we could bring something to the floor, possibly Sunday night or Monday morning.
And if that sounds like a rush, Andrea, it is. Lawmakers say it's important that a deal be reached by Sunday night because they want to assure the Asian markets, which open for the week Sunday night our time, that Washington has agreed to the bailout, even though if it hasn't been enacted yet.
Brian, one of the groups important in negotiations are the Republicans in the House. Are they on board with this timetable?
Well, yeah, you know, it's very funny. There's a split in the Republicans. The Senate Republicans, absolutely. Senator Judd Gregg said he expected today's meeting to last until there was a deal. House Republicans, though, are a lot more cautious. They've been the toughest negotiators, some might say, holdouts on the deal. Here's Florida Republican Adam Putnam.
We want to make sure that not only is it effective for the taxpayer, but that it is a clean bill that does not have special interest demands attached to it, simply because it appears to be the last train leaving the Congress for this month.
So, Brian, what are the sticking points in negotiations right now?
The biggest issues, Andrea, unresolved, is the question, what they call on the Hill here, bankruptcy. And that's whether bankruptcy court judges should be given powers to renegotiate mortgages for homeowners at risk of foreclosure. Most of the other details of the $700 billion bailout are pretty much agreed to. The question is, how much do House Republicans get? They've been pushing for this insurance plan that would allow the government to sell insurance to these banks. Democrats say, well, the banks don't have any money. That's why we're in this crisis. The question is whether some modified version of that might be included in the final package.
Quickly, Brian, I understand Congress actually did something else today, something other than the bailout.
It's a busy weekend. You know, normally this would be maybe the lead. They passed a $630 billion spending bill to fund government operations until next spring. It's money for the Pentagon, disaster aid, heating assistance. It ends the offshore drilling moratorium. It gives the auto industry $25 billion worth of guaranteed loans. And the House also approved an agreement that would allow the U.S. to sell nuclear materials to India. The fate of that in the Senate is unclear.
Big weekend on Capitol Hill. NPR's Brian Naylor. Thanks very much, Brian.
Thanks, Andrea.